A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
All right, let's now move on to Beautiful Places with Neil Humphreys, award-winning author. Neil, this week you've picked Bukit Timah Hill.
Yes.
Located within the planning area of Bukit Panjang. It stands at a mighty altitude of 163.63 metres.
Yes, you need oxygen masks.
Yeah, yes. It's like being in Colorado, really.
It is.
They should call it Colorado.
They should rename it Everest and go to whole hog.
Funnily enough, I hadn't been there quite a few years until quite a few years into my stay in Singapore. I arrived in 2001 and it took me several years to get there. But when I went there, I was pretty impressed. I liked it. There's obviously a massive historical significance to it as well. But why did you pick Bukit Timah Hill?
I picked Bukit Timah Hill for several reasons. The first most important reason is I nearly died there.
Wow.
Well, I'll do that first.
From altitude.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oxygen, please give me oxygen. No, what happened was it was 1998 and my sister and her future husband, at the time boyfriend, visited me, and I thought I would be intrepid Angmor explorer and I would take her to the most exotic place I could think of. I would take her to the summit, the great summit of Bukit Timah.
537 feet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we had our oxygen masks and our scuba tanks and whatever. And off we went, and we breasted the summit. We crested the summit in no time.
Many hours later.
Many weeks and hours and years later, that's right. We had our Sherpas and everything, our rucksacks, and we passed a very obese American tourist, and we did it, Jason, and it was great.
Did you stay at the halfway point for a while?
That's it.
Yeah. We camped there?
Yeah, to acclimatise, and we changed our diet and our supplements. Yeah, we did everything. We did everything. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
We lost phone signals, and we called out the AA and all that. I don't know why I called the AA. I didn't have a car. But
you need a drink?
Yeah, I do. We finally got there. I've lost my thing now. We finally got to the top.
Yep.
And stupidly, as you do, intrepid explorer trying to show off, there was this beautiful, as you know, many quarries there.
Yeah.
Filled in with fresh water. They're beautiful. And we saw one near the summit, and I thought, this is good. And then we saw these other sweaty travellers, and they said, oh, we've heard there's another one. Right, let's go and find it. So me, my wife, my sister, and her partner, we did what you should never do, leave the path. As they say in American Wealth in London, don't leave the path. So we left the path, like the idiots that we are. 3 hours later, I think we might be in trouble.
3 hours later?
4 hours later, it's starting to get dark.
Wow.
And nobody knows we're there. This is before mobile phones,
right,
Jason. Yeah. Nobody knows we're in this forest and we shouldn't be where we are. I'm not exaggerating. 5 hours later, when it's almost dark and the forest, people forget this, it's primary rainforest in Bukit Timah.
Right.
It's one of only two places on the planet that has primary rainforest within a city. One is Rio in Brazil and the other is Singapore.
Right.
We are at one point climbing on our hands and knees. It is so thick and dense and vertical. We're somehow on the side of the hill, but we're climbing, Jason, on our hands and knees. Our arms and legs are ripped to shreds, and nobody wants to pretend they're scared, but we're absolutely terrified, right? I mean, I needed to change my underwear about six times. I was so scared. But I'm doing that. I know the way.
Oh.
And they're saying, it's 5 hours. He doesn't
know
where he's
going.
It's getting dark. So eventually, and it was pure kind of intrepid Bear Grylls, you know, Steve Irwin stuff. After 5 hours, I'm starting to get scared now. I see a Coca-Cola can that I remember seeing on the way in. So I did, it's real Bear Grylls, Hansel and Gretel stuff. So I'm on my hands and knees going past this Coke can, and thank the Lord that I have feet the size of an elephant because I saw a footprint of mine from earlier, because I've got size 12 feet. So I knew unless an orangutan or an elephant had passed by, it must be me.
Wow.
And I recognised that, you know.
That's a Richard Attenborough moment.
That's a proper, because we need a Coke can.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, that's me. And we eventually found our way out. As we get out after about 5.5 hours, my sister has a panic attack and faints. At the top of Bukit Timah Summit. And the very next day, I bought my first ever mobile phone. Because of that.
Wow.
So that happened. I went back to work on Monday and a Singaporean said to me, where did you go? Blah, blah, blah. And she went, do you know around that spot about 2 or 3 years ago, some American tourists did something similar, older American tourists, and died.
Is that right?
So I wasn't kidding. I wasn't kidding when I said it was that serious.
So I didn't think there was so much land there that you get lost in.
I was just stupid. I think we were going around in circles, right, Jason. Right. You know, we were being idiotic. But no, so that was my first real intrepid exploring. Mm. But I love Bukit Timah because it was actually the beginning of me falling in love with native wildlife generally, but particularly Singaporean wildlife, because it was the first time I'd seen monkeys in my life. Mm. You know, I grew up on a housing estate in London. The only wild animals we had were stray dogs. And if you wanted something really exciting, you know, you'd see stray dogs mating on a zebra crossing. That was about as good as it ever got, Jason, where I grew up. So to see long-tailed macaques in the wild and to watch fat kids feed them Pringles and then get their hands ripped off was kind of an enlightening moment for me. So I saw my first monkeys at Bukit Timah. Mm. I nearly died at Bukit Timah. Mm. I wrote a humor column about Bukit Timah because I watched this James Bond movie. Whenever I watch the James Bond movie, Tomorrow Never Dies, the one with Pierce Brosnan and Michelle Yeoh.
Yes, yes. Malaysia's Own.
That's it. I always think of Bukit Timah because Judi Dench, who played M, says at the beginning of the film, and it always makes me laugh, says at the beginning of the film, oh, according to our spy satellite in Singapore, I'm like, wait, what spy satellite? Well, the only place I know where there's satellites is Bukit Timah Hill. So I wrote this column saying that, you know, the James Bond MI6, MI5 spy satellites are all at Bukit Timah. And I remember watching that film in Bishan Cinema, and Judi Dench says, according to our spy satellites in Singapore, and the whole audience just burst out laughing. I mean, they just, what satellite? Talking rubbish satellites in Singapore.
I love the Judi Dench accent.
It's great. It's spy satellites in Singapore. So I always think of James Bond. I always think of nearly dying. Mm. I always think of my love of wildlife. But just generally, it was one of the first forest reserves created in Singapore in 1883. Mm. Now, that is very important because the British, in their infinite stupidity, you know, when they took over Singapore, they saw all this wonderful, exotic, sexy rainforest that they'd never encountered before. So what did the British do? Chop it down, because that's what the British do, right? So most of Singapore's primary rainforest was just brutalized for timber, right? They just chopped it down for timber. But if it hadn't have been for the fact that it was a reserve created in 1883, we wouldn't have Bukit Timah today. You know, by 1937, almost every reserve in Singapore had gone due to economic development and timber.
By
1937. But
pre-war.
Exactly. But the Bukit Timah Forest Reserve was maintained, and thank the Lord, because we wouldn't have it today. So it has great history. 40% of the entire nation's native flora and fauna is just in Bukit Timah alone.
40%. Almost half. Wow.
So that gives you an idea of how important it is. It is a little green jewel in Singapore that we must preserve. Don't leave the beaten track. Don't take your sister. Don't let her faint. And it's where James Bond has its satellite.
Our sources reveal in Singapore.
Yes.
I almost died. Just a very quick story. I almost died in Bukit Timah as well. Not as dramatic as you, but you remember a few years ago, they actually were closing down some of the trails because of renovations or whatever.
Yeah. In fact, Bukit Timah itself was closed for 2 years.
Yes.
It's been reopened.
I did a very stupid thing. I took a friend and we wanted to go for a hike in Bukit Timah, and the hiking trail was closed down, but the mountain bike trail was open.
That's right.
Can you guess what happens next?
I can, but carry on.
So we were walking along the mountain bike trail, and I swear I was almost decapitated by a bike. I just stepped out of the way, and then I realized this is not a smart idea.
No.
And it's illegal. I didn't get very far. If you're listening, Singapore authorities, please. I only got about 100 meters, and I thought, this is crazy. I'm going to head back. Because, you know, because you go all the way there, you've got a visitor, and then you want to go somewhere. But the mountain bike trail was still open, but the main trail was closed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it always makes me laugh when they say, you know, it's illegal to go on these paths, which it is, you know, and it should be because it's dangerous. But I get that feeling, if you die, we're going to arrest you. I mean, it's like, I'm more worried about staying alive, Ed Parks.
Yeah.
So, yes, do stick to the paths and the trails. We don't advocate doing what I did.
Yes.
It was very silly, and my sister still hasn't entirely forgiven me.
Yes, children, do not try this at home.
No, that's right. But you can watch James Bond, and you can see the satellite. It's right up there. But just remember, take a Sherpa, take a backpack, a sleeping bag, lots of perishable goods.
Yes, exactly.
And don't let the fat kids feed the monkeys.
Yes, exactly. Bring your Pringles.
Yes, exactly right.
All right, this has been Beautiful Places with award-winning author Neil Humphreys, the beautiful Bukit Timah Hill.